Last month at the Tonys, for the seventh time in the history of the Tony Awards, a woman's name was announced as the winner of Best Director of a Play. That woman was Rebecca Teichman, who directed and co-created, along with playwright Paula Vogel, Indecent. Indecent also marked Rebecca's Broadway debut after years of directing at major off-Broadway and regional theaters, including her frequent collaborations with playwrights like Sarah Rule, who we'll talk about in a moment. Even though Teichman won the Tony, the show was set to close June 25th, but in a rare turnaround, the producer, citing an outpouring of public support for the show, decided to keep it open, and Indecent is now running through August 6th at the Court Theater. Now she is in Williamstown, Massachusetts, to direct Jane Atkinson and Jessica Hecht in The Clean House by Pulitzer Prize finalist Sarah Rule. The show opens July 19th. It runs through the 29th of July on the main stage, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Rebecca Teichman to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great honor.
Thank you so much for having me. What a great honor back.
I have to congratulate you, of course. It was just a month ago that you won the Tony, so congratulations, and I assume there's a part of you that is still on cloud nine.
Thank you. Cloud nine, it's more like in disbelief. I was just so shocked. So, and I still, when I hear people say Rebecca Teichman won a Tony Award, I'm like, what? What you talking about? What? You mean me?
Do you ever go back and like look at where you, they always have the thing that said, you know, who will win, who should win.
Yeah.
And then you look at all those lists and your name wasn't on any of them, and then you won. I mean, that's got to be pretty cool.
Well, it was on some.
It was.
I really, really didn't expect it for all of those reasons. That's an award given by colleagues, you know, by theater makers, a lot of them. And so it just felt like this tremendous honor that, and, you know, humbling, massively humbling in that group of directors to be recognized. It sort of almost feels absurd, honestly, like even to call out and say one director is better than any of the others in this group is sort of seems silliness, but that, you know, that the community had risen in support of this production and this play means a tremendous amount.
I would think because, I mean, obviously, having never won one, but I'm assuming if you win a Tony, that's just like a big deal no matter what happens. But the fact that you were really co-creator in the show, worked from the very bones of it with mm-hmm. Paula Vogel, that must just make it all the more special that you were on this journey from the very beginning.
It's a story that I care so much about being told. So it is a memory that I sort of stumbled upon about 20 years ago of this play called The God of Vengeance that has sort of a remarkable story and a remarkable life. It's a pretty audacious play with lesbians and whores and hypocritical rabbis. It's, you know, it's this very wild play that miraculously made it to Broadway in 1923, at which point everybody was arrested for obscenity and tossed in jail. And the fullness of the story of the life of the play is really what Indecent captures. But what drove me for, you know, all these years sort of persisting in finding a way to get the story told was how important it felt that it not be lost or forgotten. Mm-hmm. So that is profoundly moving. I've sort of been in conversation in my mind with many of the characters in this play who were real living people, you know, and I sort of like to believe that their spirits in some way, you know, are looking down and are grateful to be remembered for what they did and how important what they did was, continues to be.
I love the social media posts that Paula Vogel has had during this process, because when you had the first closing date, she just kept on saying, this is important. You have mm-hmm. to see it. This is important. I know it's my play, but you need to know this is important. And it must be gratifying not only to her, but to you as well, that it has a longer life and more people get to see it.
Yeah, I mean, the play is about, in so many ways, you know, creating art in increasingly dangerous times, and about sort of the power of love in times of hatred. And it's also, you know, it's full of real, profound, deep, beautiful love. And increasingly, you know, as you get deeper into the play, that love is threatened more and more and more and more. And it just feels, I mean, never would I have imagined how relevant, or wished or hoped how relevant, that it would become as relevant as it has become, and as important as it has become, as a story and as a reminder of what can happen, you know, of where the seeds of hatred can lead if we're not really careful and really, you know, speak out and fight and persist in the belief in love over fear.
And it seems like we need all of the help in that than we can get.
Somehow, I guess it's these cycles of massive cycles of history that we keep sort of turning back through, you know, that for me, it's a terrifying time. I mean, deeply terrifying, and was very shocking and disorienting. I in some way felt this, but never would have thought it could ever go this far in this country. And it feels like we can't be in denial as a culture and as a community with what's happening, and have to look at it really dead on, or we risk some really losing the very fundamental principles of what this country's about. And, you know, and I think Indecent works to be a call to action in a very profound and moving, beautiful, deep, searing way. And in that sense, it does feel so, so vital. And it's why its stay of execution felt so miraculous and important and beautiful, profound.
So you finish, you get the Tony Award, and then you start working on this. And you get to work again with Sarah Ruhl.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about that partnership and what working on this particular play, The Clean House, has been like for you.
So Sarah Ruhl and I have worked on 7 shows together. We counted. This is number 7, although number 1 was also The Clean House. It's funny, that's the same number of women that have gotten Tony Awards. And same thing, two women, one woman got one twice. So it all is a nice, strange parallel. So the first time I ever directed a play by Sarah Ruhl, it was The Clean House at Willie Mammoth Theater in D.C., I don't know, maybe 12 years ago. And since then, I've had this great fortune of working with her 6 times on extraordinary plays of hers, and we've become these very, you know, deep, intimate collaborators. I feel like I know how she thinks, and I just love her language and her worlds, and, you know, feel as a director like it's a dream come true to get to do her plays.
It was a finalist for the Pulitzer in 2005. In a nutshell, what is the story about?
I think it's at its absolute heart, The Clean House is about this desperate attempt that many of us have to sort of live a organized, clean, predictable, safe life. And that the reality is it's dirty and it's messy and it's unbelievably complicated. And that the task is to find some kind of balance, you know, within that wild mess, and not deny the mess, but sort of look at it with wide eyes and curiosity and humor. And I think Sarah is inviting that spirit. So, you know, it's about the impulse to clean it all up, and the invitation to instead sort of open it all out.
So you have this wonderful play by a wonderful playwright, and you get to work with these two amazing actors and two just amazing women who, besides being two of my favorite people on the planet, are just stunning in their work.
I mean, to be in the rehearsal room with Jessica Hecht and Jane Atkinson, it's like too fun. It's just silly, fabulous, you know, and I just learn from them constantly. They're both, I mean, really the entire cast, they are extraordinary. And, you know, Jessica, it's my second opportunity to be in a room with her, and she's like an angel. She's sent from the heavens. And it's my first opportunity to get to collaborate with Jane. And she's also, you know, she's just, they're both fiercely brilliant and extraordinarily generous. And, you know, open-hearted, strong women, you know, full of humor and, you know, and profound complication as actresses. They're the best. They're as good as it gets.
So as you get closer to the opening and you work on this, and the fact that you've worked on it before, you come in with, I assume, with a pretty good handle on it. And it's then fun to fine tune with a new cast.
You know a lot when you come in. You hopefully do, but I'm always surprised and taken to new unexpected places when you have actors as wonderful as this. So there's a lot I knew, and there's a lot I'm learning as a much younger person. So I'm also noticing how different I am and how I understand it in a different way than I used to. I think the project of rehearsal should be a kind of continued, every moment you're learning something. And when the learning stops, you're probably, the artistic process has stopped. So I'm just full of curiosity.
Well, Jane Atkinson and Jessica Hecht star in The Clean House by Pulitzer Prize finalist Sarah Rule and directed by Rebecca Teichman. The show opens July 19th. It runs through July 29th on the main stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival. What a delight to speak to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You can find out more information about The Clean House by going to wtfestival.org. wtfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.